ॐ यश्चन्दसां ऋषभो विश्वरूपः छन्दोऽभ्योऽध्यमृता आत्सम्बभूव समेन्द्रो मेधया आस्मृणोतु अमृतस्य देवधारणो भूयासम् शरीरम् मे विचर्षणम् जिह्वा मे मथिमत्तमा कर्णा आभ्याम् भूरि विश्रुवम् ब्रह्मनकोशोऽसि मेधया पिहितः श्रुतम् मे गोपाय आवहन्ति विधन्वाना कुर्वाणा चिरमात्मनः वासागुंसि मम गावश्च अन्नपाने च सर्वदा ततो मे श्रियमावह लोमशाम् पशुभिः सह स्वाहा आमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा इमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा प्रमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा तमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा शमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा यशो जने सानि स्वाहा श्रेयान् वस्य सोऽसानि स्वाहा तन्त्वापगप्रविशानि स्वाहा समापगप्रविश स्वाहा तस्मिन् सहस्रशाखे निपगाहन् त्वयि मृजे स्वाहा यथा प्रवधायन्ति मासा अहर्जरम् एवम् माम् ब्रह्मचारिणः धातरायन्ति सर्वतः स्वाहा प्रतिवेशोऽसि प्रमापाहि प्रमापद्यस्व अहम् वृक्षस्य रेणिव कीर्तिः पृष्ठम् गिरेरिव ऊर्ध्वपवित्रो वाजिनीव स्वमृतमस्मि द्रविणगुंसवर्चसम् सुमेधा अमृतोक्षितः इति त्रिशङ्कोर्वेदानुवचनम्
सहना
भवतु ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यम् करवावहै तेजस्विनापतितमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ ब्रह्मविरा आप्नोति परम् तरेषाभ्युक्ता सत्यम् ज्ञानमनन्तम् ब्रह्म यो वेदनिहितम् गुहायाम् परमे व्योमन् सोऽश्नुते सर्वान् कामान् सह ब्रह्मणा विपश्चितेति तस्माद्वा एतस्मादात्मन आकाशः सम्भूतः आकाशाद्वायुः Now they're all of you chanting. Do you all have your place?
No.
But,
where's the top?
Yeah.
The last page that we're working with starts with Sahana number two.
I'm sorry.
Start with some of it. Om Om Brahmavira Apnoti Param Teresha Pyukta Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yo Vedanihitam Guhayam Paramevyo Man So Oshnute Sarvan Kama Ansaha Brahmana vipaschiteti tasmad va etasmad atmana akasha samputaha akashad vayuhu vayo ratnihi agne rapaha adhyaprativi prativya oshadayaha oshadhipyonam annad purushaha sava esha purusho narasamayaha tasyedame vashiraha ayam dakshina pakshaha ayam uttara pakshaha ayam atma idam pucham pratishtha tarabhyesha shloko bhavati.
I think the way to learn this, for those of you who want to learn it, is just either just reading practice and kind of understanding what the Upanishad says. But if you want to learn the chanting, you have to listen to Bhagi Shamanda's tape that I've got on there and just go over and over. Let's work on this next section.
Which would be?
Anadvai.
A Panchakosha. Okay.
The Panchakosha Vivaranam.
It's on 12. If it's printed, that's one of the problems, is we're all working with so many different.
Don't you have page 12?
No.
You know what you have to do? It's always
refresh.
Refresh, yeah.
I checked this morning that
it's been on from.
It was on last night. You know,
no, it's been on for a week. But I didn't mark it.
You might not have seen the date because it was 21. It was March 21. So you might, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like put on Sunday or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. Does everybody have page 12? Have you seen that?
Soccer and swinging the baseball bat.
Yay.
Running
thank
around.
You. Thank you. I will tell.
Yeah. Because he does those things, right?
Yep. He's got a baseball game.
I saw him sliding into third and beating the throw.
That's great.
When you prayed for Arjuna, what did you think?
I did the same as you.
Yeah. Sliding in a second.
Am I home?
Yeah. Oh.
This message well happens. Okay.
Did you get it, Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay. So, repeat after me. Anad vai, anad vai, prajaha, prajayante. Anad vai, praja, because it's Sunday, right? Anad vai, praja, prajayante.
Anad vai, praja, prajayante.
Then, with a Sunday, yak, that the sarga there, yaha, becomes yak, yak. Kascha, yak, kascha.
Yak, kascha.
Now this is prithivi. See where it says that gum, gum? It's actually going to be pronounced gus. So just make a note. Prithivi, gus. Sometimes that gum is pronounced gum, gum, gus. Here's gus, okay? Prithivi gas shritaha.
Prithivi gas shritaha.
Prithivi gas shritaha.
Prithivi gas shritaha.
So yak kascha prithivi gas shritaha.
Yak kascha prithivi gas shritaha.
I know. Well, the prativigas shritaha. Prativigas shritaha.
Shritaha.
Ato anne naiva.
Ato anne naiva.
Jivanti.
Jivanti.
Ato anne naiva jivanti.
Ato anne naiva jivanti.
Atainad apiyantyam tadaha. Go atainad. I'm breaking the sandhi.
Atainad.
At this one spot. Actually, we'll break the whole thing together. Atainad apiyantyam tadaha. Apiyantyam tadaha.
Apiyantyam tadaha.
Apiyantyan tataha.
Apiyantyan
tataha.
Apiyantyan
tataha.
Apiyantyan tataha.
Apiyantyan tataha. Atainad apiyantyan tataha.
Atainad apiyantyan tataha.
Atainad apiyantyan tataha.
Atainad apiyantyan tataha.
Annagam hibhutanam. Now on this one, Bhagishananda is going more of a gum than a goom. I don't know how random that is, or I just do as he does. Annagam hibhutanam.
Annagam hibhutanam.
Jeshtam.
Jeshtam.
Annagam hibhutanam jeshtam.
Annagam hibhutanam jeshtam.
Annagam hibhutanam jeshtam.
Jeshtam,
jeshtam, jeshtam,
jeshtam,
jeshtam, tasmat,
tasmat,
sarvaushadam,
sarvaushadam,
uchate,
uchate,
tasmat, sarvaushadam, uchate,
tasmat, sarvaushadam, uchate,
tasmat, sarvaushadam, uchate.
Tasmat
sarvaushadam
uchyate.
Tasmat sarvaushadam uchyate. Tasmat sarvaushadam uchyate.
Tasmat sarvaushadam uchyate.
Sarvam vai.
Sarvam vai.
Tenam apnuvanti.
Tenam apnuvanti.
Sarvam vai. Te. Sarvam vai.
Sarvam vai.
Tenam apnuvanti.
Tenam apnuvanti.
Wait a minute, wait.
Sarvam vai. Tenam apnuvanti.
Okay.
Apnuvanti. Apnuvanti. Apnuvanti.
Apnuvanti.
So sarvam, actually with that makara there will be kind of a nasalized makara. Sarvam vai.
Tenam
apnuvanti.
Tenam apnuvanti.
Yenam.
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 Brahmopasate.
Brahmopasate.
Okay. So now, go back. We'll break the sandhi and translate each one. Anat vai. Prajaha prajayante. Anat, dental. Anat vai. Prajaha prajayante. Okay. That's all right. Oh. Go up to the line before that. You see where it says, where it starts with ayam atma idam pucham pratishta, where it says ayam, this is the atma, means this middle section is the atma, then it says this tail is the pratishta, means the tailbone, right, is the pratishta, is the basis. Then it says, Tad api esha shlokaha bhavati, what this really means is there is also a shloka for this. And I didn't say this right last time.
Okay.
This is referring to this next shloka,
not
to the prior, to the next one. Sorry about that.
Okay.
That indeed, that also, this shloka, bhavati. And it's, what it's going to do is quote a shloka, a section from the Brahmana that talks about this Ananda Maya Kosha. And that's going to go down to where we run into an iti on this page, down at the bottom of the page. Don't worry about that yet. All I want you to know is that what it says, for this, what we've just said, there is a shloka. And they're referring to a shloka, a verse from the Brahmana section of the Vedas. And so this is the verse that they're reciting. Okay? Do you understand what I mean? This Tadapyesha Shloko Bhavati is referring to this, what we're going to do right now.
So it's the next verse. It's inferring the next verse.
That's right.
Okay.
And what's the topic? Is the
Annamaya Kosha is what the topic is going to be.
And this verse is from the
Brahmana section of the Vedas, which is right before the Aranyaka section. So it's going back into the first part of the Vedas. There's a verse in the Brahmana section of the Vedas, the Karmakanda of the Vedas, that is supporting. So they're just taking a verse out of the Vedas itself, which is supporting what they're saying here in the first part. In the first part, it's saying, first it says, you know, from the Akasha, Vayu came, from Vayu, Agni, then from Agni, water, then from water, Prithvi, the earth, then from them, from those the herbs, then from that came food, and from food came the person, right? That's how this first one goes.
Yeah.
And then it says, and that person is made of food alone, right? And then for that person who is made of the essence of food, for that person, this is the head, this is the right side, this is the left side, and this is the self, this middle portion is the self, and this is the tail, this is the basis. So they're just referring to the physical body. This is literally, this is my head, this is my right side, this is my left side, this is my self. This is the pratishta, the tail. Tailbone here is the pratishta. This is the basis that holds the body up. And then he says, and for that there is this shloka. For that there's this shloka that we're going, this verse that we're going to be talking about now. Okay? So now, this is going to talk about the individuals, human beings coming from, beings, living beings coming from food. Okay, so that's the verse that's coming from the Brahmana section. Everybody see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it says, Annat Vai, in Vai, just take it as, in indeed, in the Bhasha it says that, which is kind of recalling to memory, okay? Recalling all of this, maybe recalling even the Brahmana section from memory. Annat, from food, prajaha, people, beings, living beings, prajayante, are born. Annat, fifth case, from food, prajaha, nominative. Prajaha means progeny, those things that have been born, living beings that have been born, nominative plural. Prajayante. So from food, the living beings are born. Which living beings? Yaha kascha, kaha cha. That, all that means is, in a little bit of a more of a Vedic usage, those whoever. Yaha means those who, and with a kaha means whoever they may be. So yaha, those who, whoever they may be, kascha, Prithivim Shrutaha, who are dwelling on the earth. Prithivi means earth. Shrutaha means living, placed on, dwelling in the earth. So if you take these two sentences together, it says, all progeny who are dwelling, whoever they, whatever they may be, whoever, whatever they may be, animals or human beings, any progeny, any of the beings that have been born, whoever, whatever they may be, whoever they may be, that are living on the earth. So any living beings that are living on the earth, all of them are born from food. all those, whatever progeny that are living on the earth, that are abiding on the earth, those progeny, they are born from food.
But in the second Yahakashtra Prativigam, that one, what is the, where is the verb there?
Prajah, this will take the whole thing as a sentence. The verb is prajayante.
So prajayante applies to that one.
Yeah. It's really, they break it here, but it's really one sentence. Okay. They break it, I guess, with a sense of chanting or meter, but it reads as one sentence, and prajayante is the verb. So if I went word for word, and not from food, vi indeed, expletive, prajaha, living beings, prajayante, are born, yaha, kaha, cha, again, nominative plural with prajaha, whoever they may be, prithivigum shritaha, who are abiding on the earth, who are placed on the earth. So if I make it on as a sentence, all beings, whoever they may be, that are living on the earth, they are born from food.
Okay? Why do you say living on the earth? Do those people think that we all live elsewhere?
No.
Or is it just...
all beings on the planet.
Because you could have heavenly beings, they wouldn't be made from food.
No. I think, but that's right. But we're looking at this, what we call virat, means the manifest creation, this manifest creation. In this manifest creation, all living beings are made of food.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Did you see it? Then, to break the sandhi, attaha, attaha anena eva jivanti. So attaha anena eva jivanti. Attaha means just now, as now going forward, moreover, like that. By this food, anena, by food, instrumental singular, indeed, eva, jivanti, they live. Who? The prajaha. Moreover, they live by food alone. Anena eva jivanti. Jivanti, third person plural. So it's verbal to, a verb for prajaha. These beings that abide, that live on the earth, they live by food alone. Anena eva, anena by food, eva indeed, jivanti, they live. Atta and the,
I didn't catch the meaning of
Shritaha means abiding, shritaha. They're living on.
Okay.
They're placed on, they're living here on the earth.
Okay.
They're abiding in the earth, dwelling on the earth. Then attaha, moreover, by food indeed, jivanti, they live. Then atta enad. Say atta enad. Apiyanti antataha.
Antataha.
Then, atam is just now next. Kind of saying like, first this, then this, then this. They live by food. They're born of food. Then, they live by food. And now, atta. Enad. Enad is a form, the accusative singular, secondary form of etad. Etad. And it means this in the accusative singular. Etad, etad, or enad. So, atta, enad. Apiyanti, they go back into. Apiyanti means they go toward, means they resolve back into is the idea. So, apiyanti. Antataha means finally, at last. In the end. So, and then finally they go back into food. They're born of food, they live by food, and antataha, indeclinable, finally, at last, they go back to food. Okay? Everybody see that? Then, annagum is annam, he. That gum is just an anuswara, if we break the sandhi. Annam, he, bhutanam, jeshtam. It says,
The he you can take as sense or because. Annam, nominative singular, neuter. Annam, bhutanam, of the beings, those that have been born, those that have come into being, of the beings, genitive plural. Jeshtam, the firstborn. Jeshtam means the firstborn, or it also means the eldest. The eldest is always the firstborn, right? Like the elder brother is Jeshtam, right? And so here it's saying, we take it as firstborn, works the eldest in terms of firstborn. So because food of all the beings is the eldest, is the firstborn. Mm-hmm. Okay? Food comes before all of them.
And they're calling food itself a being, kind of in that sense.
In a sense, it is the firstborn, right? Mm-hmm. It's there before.
What did you just say? I missed that.
Before all of the beings come, there is food.
Okay.
Because they have to come from food.
Yeah.
Right? They come from food into the rasa of food, which means the semen. The food itself goes into the makes the rasa, which then impregnates the woman. And since it's a cycle,
yeah.
So everything has to start from food. So, there's so it says, since the food is the firstborn of all beings, tasmat, therefore, sarva aushadam uchate, sarva aushadam uchate, therefore uchate, it is called the sarva aushadam, the medicine for all. Aushadam means the oshadis are the herbs. The aushadam are the medicine, that which is made from the herbs. So, therefore, uchate, it is called the sarva aushadam, the medicine for all. It's the medicine in the Bosh, it's the medicine because with the food that removes the hunger. Without the food, the body will start eating itself. So the food itself, the annam, is the medicine for, we can extend it also, because all the medicine, at least in Ayurveda, came from the herbs. From the
Why do they call it herbs? What do you mean? Plants?
Plants.
Plants, okay.
Everybody see that? So, tasmat sarva aushadam uchate. Then, sarvam vai te annam apnuvanti. So, it repeats,
sarvam vai te
annam,
annam
apnuvanti. Sarvam annam. Abhay is just indeed. Te means they. The subject is te. They apnuvanti. They gain. They obtain. Sarvam annam. All food. Api is just expert. It goes with api, I mean apnuvanti. There's no api there. They, te, apnuvanti. They gain. They attain. Sarvam annam. All food. The whole of food.
Who is
they? We'll see in a minute. Just for now, they gain all food. Who is they? Ye annam brahma upasate. Those ye annam
brahma
upasate.
Upasate.
What does that mean? First of all, they attain all food. Who? Ye, those who. So we've got te, ye. They gain all food. Who? Annam, accusative singular. Brahma, upasate. Those who meditate, who do upasana. Those who meditate, upasate, on Brahman. Upasate means meditate upon. Brahman, accusative singular. Annam, accusative singular. Those who meditate upon Brahman as food, they gain all food.
Mm-hmm.
It means they gain virat. Brahma
is
neuter.
Here, right? It's just Brahma.
Brahma. And it's accusative singular, neuter. Brahman is a neuter noun. So Brahma is the nominative or accusative singular. Here's accusative. Upasate, they gain. Okay, from upas, upasate. Those who meditate on Brahman as food, annam Brahma, they gain all food.
What's the purpose in saying that?
Because they're identifying with Virat in the meditation. Virat means the whole physical form of Ishwara.
Yeah.
So they're meditating. This is a meditation. We're just starting with the Annamaya Kosha in this meditation. We're seeing that this body, this physical body, is really born of food, is sustained by food that goes back into food, right? Before this body, there was food, right? Food is the elder brother. Food is the eldest. Food is the firstborn in this manifest creation. From this food, this physical body came. It's sustained by food, goes back into food. Food is the medicine, is the medicine for this physical body, which is made of food. Okay, so what they're seeing, what you're supposed to be seeing now, is that this physical body comes from the earth. It's a product of the earth. You see that? Because it came from food.
Yeah.
Okay. So what it's doing, it's an upasana that's resolving this physical body into food itself. Because it came from food, it's sustained by food, goes back into food. It's going to go subtler and subtler and subtler until, right now, food is Brahman. Because actually, this creation is Brahman. So now we're seeing that food is Brahman. From food, this body has come, is sustained, and goes back into. Then we'll see the prana is Brahman. From the prana comes from Brahman, is sustained by Brahman. All it's just going to go on like that, subtler and subtler and subtler, until you get to Brahman itself.
And why are they talking about the people that do the meditation?
Because they want you to understand food as Brahman, and if you understand that Brahman is all food,
yeah.
Right, then that Brahman is the food, then you become all food.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. That was the point. Yeah. Thank
okay.
you.
You can read the Bhasha on this, it'll help you. Let's start chanting it. Annadvai. Everybody there? Annadvai. You there, Penny?
The top?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Annadvai praja prajayante. Annadvai. 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 Annadvai praja prajayante. Praja prajayante annadvai praja prajayante annadvai praja prajayante annadvai praja prajayante annadvai praja prajayante ya kascha prativigashrutaha ya kascha prativigashrutaha Ya kascha prativigashrutaha ya kascha prativigashrutaha ya kascha prativigashrutaha. It's a little, because of the cha of the kascha and the pra, these are too short, so let's go a little bit quickly there. Ya kascha prativigashrutaha ya kascha prativigashrutaha ya kascha prativigashrutaha ya kascha prativigashrutaha ato anne naiva ato anne naiva ato anne naiva ato anne naiva jivanti 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 atainad Atayanad. Atayanad.
Atayanad.
Now I'm going to go from the da. Dapiyanchan tataha. 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 Atayana 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 dapiyanchan tataha. Annagam hi bhutanam. Annagam hi bhutanam. Annagum hi bhutanam jeshtam. Annagum hi bhutanam jeshtam.
Car scared her. Mm-hmm. You know that car took off?
Yeah.
That's okay, Tibby. She's talking again.
You okay?
All right, Tibbs.
Annagum hi bhutanam. Annagum hi bhutanam. Actually, that anuswara has to be nya.
What happened?
Annagum hi bhutanam jeshtam. 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 Tasmaat sarvaushadam uchyate. Tasmaat sarvaushadam uchyate. Sarvaushadam uchyate. Tasmaat sarvaushadam. I learned this wrong, or memorized it wrong for so many years, I have to change it. Tasmaat sarvaushadam uchyate. Let me do it a couple of times. Tasmaat sarvaushadam uchyate. Tasmaat sarvaushadam uchyate. This is equal. So this same swara, and I learned it as a different swara, unfortunately. Tasmaat sarvaushadam uchyate. Tasmaat sarvaushadam uchyate. Tasmaat sarvaushadam uchyate. Let's just do it together. Tasmaat sarvaushadam uchyate. 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 I had learned that there was a higher swara, but somehow I got that wrong, so I'm correcting it now. Tasmaat sarvaushadam uchyate.
Tasmaat
sarvaushadam uchyate. Sarvang vaite. Sarvang vaite. Sarvang vaite. Sarvang vaite. Sarvang vaite namah nivanti. 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 Yenam brahmo pasate. Yenam brahmopasate. Yenam brahmopasate. Yenam brahmopasate. Yenam brahmopasate. Yenam brahmopasate. Let's go to the top of that section. Just repeat after me. Annadvai prajah prajayante. Annadvai prajah prajayante. Yat kaschit prativi gashvataha. Yat kaschit prativi gashvataha. Ato anne naiva jivanti. Ato anne naiva jivanti. Atayna dapi yanchan tataha. Athainad apiyanchan tapaha tataha. Athainad apiyanchan tataha. Athainad apiyanchan tataha. Annagum hi bhutanan jeshtam. Annagum hi bhutanan jeshtam. Tasmaat sarvau shadamuchate. Tasmaat sarvau shadamuchate. Sarvang vaitin. Sarvang vaitin namapnivanteti. Sorry. Sarvang vaitin namapnivanti. Sarvang vaitin namapnivanti. Yenam brahmopasate. Yenam brahmopasate. Okay, good. Stop there. Take a break.